And oh my gosh, welcome to the Playlist of Fault Lines podcast. If you're new here, I'm Allie.
And I'm Ari.
And I can't spell.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I can't either.
I was trying to write vodka cranberry on my whiteboard, guys, and it says Voda.
Voda? Voda, guys.
I fixed it.
Yay! Okay, we're good.
Okay, I know this podcast episode probably won't be uploaded, but, video version, but,
You could still point these things out. Like, it's okay. For our own enjoyment, you can point these things out. Like,
I redid my picture wall, guys.
It's so cutesy. I love it.
And I got my braces off, guys. I don't even know if you guys knew I had braces, but I did.
In Ari news, I look very masked today. I'm Renee Rapp-coded today.
Board shirt.
That outfit you wore to that basketball game thing was very masked.
Oh my god, I was cackling. I was like, the baseball cap is absolutely, like, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing here. This is not... Some kid left their pit vipers at camp, like, in our lost and found, and I was so...
Oh, like the glasses?
Yes, and my coworker tried it on and was like, do I look like a classic, like, a basic straight man? And was like, picture me holding a fish. And then I, like, almost tried it on because I was like, that is the most mask-coded thing I could do right now. And I'm so not masked that that's what's absolutely sending me.
That's the funny part. I know you guys have never seen Ari's outfits, probably, but Ari is very, very, like, what's her name? Fancy Nancy coded? Like,
yes! I am very Fancy Nancy, like, pinkalicious. So, wait, can I just, I know this, again, probably won't be uploaded, but if y'all want to see what I was dressed like at this basketball game, because I went to go see the Chicago Sky with my dad. And because I'm a WNBA girly now.
I was wondering why you kept posting WNBA stuff.
I'm a WNBA girly now. This is me at, like, peak maskedness with my strawberry skirt and then my crop.
I love how top half is giving very mask and the bottom half is
like typical. No, like, it's very typical me. Like, it was... I had fun, though, so it's okay.
And I will be pulling up to another game, but it's fine.
Okay. We do need to get into it, because we actually have a time limit on this week's podcast, guys.
Guys, I was out of work for a week and a half, almost, and today was my first day back.
I wish.
I'm pooped. I'm like, okay, I'm low-key glad I got, like, because that's the only time I'm taking off all summer. Like, I have no other trips planned. Like, I'm consistently working my same shifts, like, for the rest of the summer. So, I'm glad I kind of got that break, because I have, like, 4-ish weeks left of camp, and so we're powering through it. It's fine.
I don't. My only vacation is I'm already off, so...
You know what? At least you're off.
I'm going to Dallas this weekend, and I'm already off.
Fun. Okay. That's so fun.
Anyways, let's get into it, because we do have a lot of stuff to do today. News report. We had lots of music come out this week. Vodka Cranberry came out this week. I'm acting like it was a bunch, but, like, all reality now I'm thinking about
the
it.
The Hudson. It was Vodka Cranberry, Hudson. Let me see. I have there a couple more songs else in here. Oh, okay. The Longest Goodbye with Womato and Love. And then...
Oh, yes, I listened to that while it was raining, and I was like, oh my god.
I was listening to it in the car. What was I doing?
What was I, No, I was driving in the rain at like 10 o'clock at night, and I was listening to that, and I was
That's so aesthetic. I was listening to it on
the Well, train. I also could, I could barely see, so that
wasn't very fun. No, that doesn't sound very fun, because I listened to it on the train back from Chicago, because I went to Chicago on Friday.
I looked
so masked on Friday. I was wearing the same shirt. And I pulled up with Des, who was in, like, a feminine outfit. Like, she was dressing very femme. So I look like this masked lesbian walking her little girlfriend to go get her belly button pierced. Weekly Des shout out. But I look like, I also left my phone.
What?
I'm sorry, guys. I've had something on my teeth for the last five, six years. Like, I can't.
I'm not used to it. No, that's fair. I get it. What else is I going to say about that, though? I don't know. I just looked very, I was just pulling around.
Talked about what else happened. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm just like.
No, you're good. That was my story.
The Rookie started filming, but we already talked about that.
Yes, but we did get some good... I mean, we got, TikToks this week with, Miles and
Chelsea. Oh, guys, everyone... It was so funny. Everyone was fear... Can you say that word for me? Fear...
Theorizing? Theorizing?
Yeah, thank you. Theorizing. Yeah, that word. That Tim died because Eric took so long to post something about filming, and then he posted a video.
They would do that.
And then Eric posted something that was like, that was that sound that's like, that was not very nice, or something like that. Wait, what is the sound?
Also, Derek posted something with Smitty. And then also posted something with Eric that was, like, something about T.O. Melissa! Oh, my God, Allie, did you see Melissa's TikTok?
I reposted it. I saw it before you did.
The one that was, like, waking up from the nap?
Oh, yes, that was crazy.
Like, she knew. I was like, is this low-key a spoiler?
Was rude.
This sound.
That was pretty fucking rude. That was really
fucking rude.
I died. I thought it was so funny. I was like, oh my gosh, Eric, tell them.
That was like when Melissa posted on her TikTok story and was like, guys, I just opened up social media to find I don't have a job anymore.
Okay.
Because people were saying that Melissa wasn't coming back for season 8.
What's so funny is that Melissa posted the video of like when you wake up from a nap that felt like months long. And what's so funny is I really don't think, like, I love Melissa and I know she's very smart, but like honestly I think it's like a Jenna situation with the whole Prague situation where I don't think she really put the pieces together. She thought she was just making a funny joke, but then everyone in the comments ran with it and was like, oh my gosh, this is so Lucy coded.
No, because it literally is. Because what do you mean? Sorry, I'm turning on this other light. What do you
also
mean?
I love that she did this trick
to take the edge off, and it's her dressing room.
And the funny thing,
okay, this is good thing. This is a good thing that they are not in Prague, because this means that Chenford stuff will probably be going on while they're.
Well, the crazy thing is that Makia just got the set. Like, she just posted something today about being in set. So I'm like, Nathan has.
So they probably just finished the pride.
So did Jenna. I mean, Jenna's been home for a while. She's been home like all week because
they just finished the Prague thing. Probably that's probably what.
Well, she keeps posting like Jenna spams. Oh my!
I saw something with her mom. I saw something with her daughter. Like some
Jenna. Oh my gosh! This week, Jenna. She spammed so much. I was getting a little sick of it.
No, she did. No, I low-key, I was like.
She took her daughter to this K-pop concert, and oh my gosh. Like, I think she had at least 1,000 stories. I was like, what is happening
Bro,
right now?
Taking a jet. I'm sorry. That is absolutely sending me. Like, it is not even a concert you were going to. It's your. You took your child to a K-pop concert and you're spamming your damn story. That's sending me. I'm sorry. That's like,
but yeah, like you said, I think. So that's why I'm like, if Mika just got there, because knowing, like, I feel like they would have had them like come right to shooting. Like, they obviously would have given him a few days to like get the jet.
Yeah, to catch up. Yeah. But then go right back. Like, because they started filming with the other people too, so they have like a different call. Like, but they don't have to worry about it as much.
But the thing is, it's like, I feel like they would obviously would have given them at least like maybe a week to like recuperate and stuff. But like Jenna and Mika just got onto set, and so the rest of the cast has been there for a week today.
Yes, because a week since my birthday.
Ooh, and
been 20 for a whole week.
And Jenna and Mika just posted something today. Or is it Mika or Makia? I'm probably butchering that.
Makia, like, I think it's Makia.
Well, okay, I'll call her Makia. Sorry, guys.
Don't worry, because I get the same. Because what were we doing with the Zeth's name? We were butchering that gosh. A little bit, too.
No, you were. I wasn't. You were.
Okay, yeah, no, okay. I take full responsibility for that one. I called her Lizeth,
and you were like, Ari.
I don't know what I was on while I was saying that.
Sorry, it's not Lizif. It's Lizif.
No, yeah, I know. I'm just, it's fine.
Oh my gosh, that was so funny. Anyways, yeah. So yeah, Makia and Jenna are just now. And I think, honestly, like, obviously, it's sad, but I don't know if they're going to be at Epic Cons, especially the rookie cast. Well, some of the rookie cast is. I know Derek is.
What did Melissa say about that con? She said, no, that was a con agent I set them all up with.
Oh, yeah. I know Derek's going to be there, and I know...
Yeah, because Melissa set him up with the con...
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Bro, she sent me with that. Like, poor Patrick. He was like, oh, like, when Derek was there, like, I knew it was going to be, like... He was going to be main cast, and I wasn't. Melissa's like, oh, that had nothing to do with that. That was just a con...
Also, oh yeah, well that's because Seth's character, everyone hated Seth's character. That's why he's not going to be main cast next season. Everyone loved Miles. Like, he, like, got so much love. Like, and it, like, I, like, obviously I love actors. Like, I have a wall of actors on my board and on my wall. Like, here's the thing, though. Like, I understand that he's probably upset. So, like, obviously if you're an actor... You want as much screen time as you can get. But, like, you're still... He is 22.
No, I think, honestly, he's vibing. I don't think he's that upset. Like, when he was talking to Melissa, like, he was so jokey.
Oh,
like, he was so...
Like, I'm not being that serious. I just think it's... I feel bad for poor Patty. Like, he didn't get the Connie.
Like, himself does not deserve it.
He didn't get the con agent. Melissa.
Who's going? No, that was a con agent I set them all up with. Melissa!
What? Why would... I love how she just admitted that, too. Like, that's so
Patrick.
Funny.
And sent the freaking con agent to Derek. Like, what were you thinking, babe? Like...
Okay, back to what I was saying. I know that Lizeth's gonna be there. Sorry. Where does he keep
on
tangents?
I'm cackling now. I'm cackling because I'm thinking about that. Okay, is the next Epicon in Chicago?
It's like in the next like week and a half.
Pulling up.
I've heard the meet and greet tickets are like $100 a pop though.
So what I'm hearing is I spend $100 and meet Melissa and just Melissa. That's what I'm hearing.
There's some people that are dropping like $600 to go to like all of the ops, like the Elena girl on TikTok. Like, no hate to her. Like, she's going to all the ops.
But that's like honestly like concert money. Like, girl, that's money I would spend on concerts. So I respect that. Like, I respect that because let me tell you, as somebody who's getting into the WNBA, sorry, second time I'm mentioning this, the WNBA can get so expensive. Like, I was looking at the Fever versus Sky game, and tickets, the cheapest tickets for resale were $89. I was like,
okay, I know Lizeth's gonna be there. I know Derek's gonna be there. I'm guessing Melissa's gonna be there.
Have her well, yeah, her and her con agent.
Oh, yeah. Is Eric gonna be there? I'm guessing Eric's gonna be there.
I mean, if Melissa is setting them up with con agents, I think the first person she would set up with a con agent is Eric.
It's her bestie, Eric.
Like, and maybe, probably, Lizeth, too. I think it would be, like, Eric, Lizeth,
and Melissa.
Like, Eric, and Lizeth, Derek. Who else would she... And then probably Derek, too, because she's pretty close with Derek now, too. I mean, she's close with Patrick, too, so that's why I was shocked that she didn't, like...
The only person I would not be surprised if she didn't go this year like she did last year would be Makia, and that's just because she just got back from Prague, and I feel like that would be a lot.
Yeah,
like,
I can see Jenna being willing to do that, but...
I don't Makia see Makia
seems like
that.
More low key. Like Makia seems more like low key and like chill. Like, not saying that.
I hope.
I can also see Melissa sending a con agent to Allie. I think her and Allie are like
really close. I think all the girls are really close.
No, I think all the girls are really close too. And I mean, Melissa's close to Eric too, but they've low key been close since like season one. Like, that's kind of been like.
I really hope Allie's going. I haven't looked, but I really hope she does because I love watching Allie in the wild content. It's so funny.
She's so pure. Did you see her little? She's done like some cameos, and I was watching.
Oh, I love. I love her cameos. Yes, I love her.
She's such a baby. Also, Melissa being born like 2 days after me, and also being a Cancer makes so much sense. Like, I see you, Queen.
Oh.
I think her birthday's like 3 days after mine.
Like, I'm not surprised she's a Cancer.
No, she seems like a Cancer. Her and her little, like, spiritual, like.
The funniest thing is that Melissa is Selena in real life.
She is! And Loki, I mean, she definitely has some, like, Lucy attributes to her, too. Wait, have you seen the one interview clip? Where it's like deal breaker or no deal breaker, and it's like in relationships, and her and Eric were doing it, and one of them was like friends with their ex, and Eric was like, no, and Melissa like didn't even have the chance to answer. No, Melissa said, yeah, it's not a deal breaker for me, and he goes, yeah, because that's your life.
And like, yeah, I've had.
I found out more that apparently her ex is like gay. And so, like, that's why she still hangs out with him, which, like, makes sense. Like, if, like, he came out and, like, whatever. But, like, I was cackling. I was like, Eric, no need to call her out like that. Like.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get into, like, our actual activities for the day. Because now we only have, like, a little less than an hour left.
That's okay. So, we got time, though. We're okay. This is gonna be 20 minutes, which I think is okay.
We need to hurry up because I do want to play that game because I've been wanting to play it since last week.
Yes, I will play the game. I will play the game. We don't have to do like crazy long analyses. We can definitely play the game for like half the time.
Okay, yeah. I will be quick.
Yeah, okay. I'm excited to hear your analysis.
Today, our first activity, we are doing a song analysis. Now, we kind of did this last week with the playlist
but except they were more broad and like I'm used going, to do this was like yeah
I'm going in deep and what
I used to do this with Hope and Josie I used to do this with Hope and Josie so hard when I was, like, in my main legacies phase. Like, I have Google Docs of, like, analyses from my Josie phase of being, like, so.
Yeah. I got you. I know you. I shouted out Kara last week, but, like, she does, like I said, she does this all the time on her TikTok, and mm-hmm. I love it.
That is, like, a cool idea. I love thinking about this because, like, music is so important to me. Like, I'm such a fangirl at my core. Like, in everything I do, like, I'm a fangirl.
Oh, my gosh. I just...
What?
Sorry, guys. My other friend has some weirdest names for their playlist. And they take my aux when friend? We're driving. Mads. What friend? Mads. Good morning, Starshine, is the one you're listening to this morning. FWA Dip. I don't even know what that... I don't even know. Okay. Oh! You know what I was thinking about?
What?
Okay. Like, I don't want to do an analysis on this, but I'm in my role model phase this week. I've listened to Kansas Anymore. All the way through twice this week. Like, I love Kansas Anymore.
Like, that is such a Midwest album. Kansas Anymore and Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess are my albums. And people don't get it. They are Midwest albums.
I freaking love Kansas Anymore. And I'm moving to Kansas. So I'm like, I'm going to be... Ari, I'm going to be an official Midwest Princess. Next month!
You are, because you're going to be in Kansas. I ain't moving. Well, I kind of am. But, like...
I'm going to be in Kansas!
I ain't moving states. I just... I'm moving 45 I'm so minutes.
Okay, back to what we're actually doing.
Was I going to say? Okay, you know how I made my note right before... Like, when I left for college, I made my note... Like, when I left back to go home, I made my note, like, we're not in Kansas anymore, or take me home. You need to, like, do a story with that at the end of the year. Like do, like, a final, like, freshman, yeah, do, like, a final freshman post and be, like, we're not in Kansas anymore. And, like, because you're going to go home for the summer, I would assume. So, like.
Probably. Okay.
I mean, I'm coming home this summer and next summer for sure, but anyways, that's beyond the point.
I'm so excited. Okay. So, the analysis for today, we have a couple. We have two. I'm going to be doing an analysis on Buddy and Vodka Cranberry. And we are going to be doing a analysis on both of the songs that the Favors have put out. Because they're both very Chinford coded.
Yes.
Okay. Are you ready? I'm gonna go.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Okay.
Pumped.
Okay. You say we're fine, but your brown eyes are green this time. Okay. This is not the main. I'm already getting somewhere. Okay. Like, not the main part I'm talking about, but that lyric, okay, is Eddie being jealous of Tommy.
Oh,
Tommy.
Ew! Because
he was so freaking jealous. Like, actually, it was the other way around at first because Tommy and Eddie got really close first, and Buck was so jealous. That they were, like, being friends. Oh, my gosh. So jealous. Like, he actually broke Eddie's arm or something like that on the basketball court. It was a whole thing. And now I'm like, Eddie never really said anything, but anytime Tommy was in the room, he would just be, like, very judgy.
No, yeah.
The scene I'm thinking of right now is when Buck, it was during the Halloween episode this last season where Buck slipped on pumpkin guts.
Aww, my poor kid.
And dislocated his shoulder.
poor king.
And Eddie took him to the hospital, and it was like that scene in DOD, and Eddie was just sitting there reading a comic book, and Tommy walked in.
Yes, you showed me this scene.
And Tommy was just, Eddie was just glaring at Tommy. He was like,
okay, another, sorry, this is off topic for 0.2 seconds. Another reason that Gemily is the buddy of Criminal Minds, because Emily is the same way with Will, JJ's husband. Like, she's okay, the same way. She absolutely hates this man. Like, she glares at him so much.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay, honestly, that line could go either way. Like, because...
Yeah.
But the funniest thing is Buck has, like, bluey-green eyes, but Eddie has brown eyes. But, like, it could really go either way. But, like, obviously, the green is, like, same jealous.
Yeah.
So, like...
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been crying. It's in the way you say my name, so quick, so straight. It sounds the same. When Eddie left, Buck couldn't stop saying his name. Like, the episode after he left, I think someone put a counter in the episode, and it was, like, at least 15 times that Buck said something about Eddie.
Me when Destiny.
Eddie has a silver... Eddie has a silver star. Eddie would never do something illegal. In love with Eddie? Like, all of the episode after Eddie left.
No, literally, he's so real, though.
Wait, I think there... Let me look it up. I think there actually is a counter on TikTok.
Has the time. And 14th of May, so strange to be alone into my face.
I said, how many times did Buck... And it said nearly died. That was like the first thing it popped up. Oh my gosh.
Bro, I'm actually dead. That's so funny.
How many? Oh, it's the third. It's the third lookup. How many times
the did third Buck lookup? Say Eddie
and how many times did Buck say Eddie in season 8, episode 11? All in one episode.
That's crazy.
And the funniest thing is that in that same episode, Bobby kept calling Robbie Eddie. He kept going fucking Eddie. And Robbie was getting so mad. It was so funny.
Bro, that's sending me.
Okay. The next... So, the rest of the song is just Eddie moving arc. The Eddie moving arc.
Yes, you've told me that. Yes.
Okay. As the time we took a break, February 4th through the 16th of May. I don't exactly know how long Eddie was gone, because they never... may have made like the timeline in 911 very clear, but like Maddie was he left in 8:10, so I'm like half a season. Maddie found she was
probably out, like, she was a few months.
So like about that time, so like they took a break because Eddie wasn't there. Yeah, I mean, they left. Still FaceTimed. Yeah. I mean, they still FaceTime, but...
February 4th through the 13th of May.
So strange. Oh my gosh. So strange to be back at your place pretending like nothing has changed. Buck was living at Eddie's house, and he kept saying that he couldn't stay there. Because he took over Eddie's lease, so he didn't have to worry about it. And... he stayed at Maddie's for, like, the first month Eddie was gone, because, or at least the yeah, first, like, no, like, the first, the first, like, two
yeah, the first while, Eddie, yeah.
Because he kept saying, and that was when they'd had the Buck love confession, because it's not an official love confession, but, like, it
close enough,
is.
Yeah.
But, like, Maddie was, like, so when are you going to actually go to your place? And he goes, it's not my place, it's Eddie's. And she was like, so that's why you're not going. And he's like, what do you mean? She's like, and he's like, I know, like, it just doesn't feel right to be there when Eddie's not there. I'm like, dude.
You're in love. It's the time we took a break.
February. Okay. Speak up. I know you hate me. Buck was getting so mad at Eddie because he hurt him when he was trying to sabotage his house showings. And they got in this whole fight because Eddie was talking to this family and they were asking him why he was moving to El Paso. And he's like, everything important to me is in Texas. Like, I don't have any ties here in LA. And Buck got so mad. He, like, iced him out.
I'd be mad, too!
He, like, iced him out. He literally, Eddie had it told the station that he was leaving at, and Buck blurted it out because he was mad at Eddie.
Me. Bro.
In that same episode, he saved a dog from a fire, and, like, he ended up going back to his owners, but like Buck was like had adopted this dog and it was at the fire station, and Buck was just playing with it, like teaching it how to sit and stuff. He's like, oh, that's a good boy, you know. And he's like, he saw Eddie in the corner of his eyes and he goes, he knows how to listen, or he knows how, look, he knows how to, he's like, or something like, Eddie said something about him, oh, you showing. He said something like, oh, yeah. He said, you're showing him everything you know, huh? And he goes, well, he already knows how to stay.
Ate him up, I fear. Like, actually ate him up, I fear. Like, actually kind of demolished him, ate him up.
Low-key. Looked at your picture and cried like a baby.
Cried like a baby.
I mean, I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory.
No, yeah.
Speak up, don't leave me waiting. Like, he was at that U-Haul. I know Buck wanted Eddie to say something so bad.
No, he wanted a love confession. Like, yeah, I know he did.
Got way too drunk off of vodka cranberry. Guys, he slept with Tommy the night after Eddie left. The week after Eddie left. Like, because he got drunk. Thanks, Robbie. Thanks for that. That's Robbie's fault, by the way, guys. Called you up in the middle of the night, wailing like an invisible. He called Eddie all the time.
No, yeah.
Stu, back your shirt and your polo cap. I noticed that. I noticed everything you do. Since we took a break, everyone knows you don't love me the same. People keep saying that he's in love with Eddie, but he's like, no, Eddie's straight. Like,
no, yeah.
Speak up. I know you hate. Yeah. We got that part.
Without your patient, guys, like a baby. Speak up. Don't leave me hanging.
Wailing. If you won't end things, then I will. That's more of an Eddie side of things. Right? He's like, if you won't shut up, I'm just going to leave. Like, I'm not going to try to fix this.
I will.
Buck and Eddie didn't really, like, mess things up until, like, right before Eddie left. Like, Buck helped Eddie pack everything up, and they were fine then, but, like.
Yeah, they were fine. Yeah, I get you.
They were fighting for, like, the week until.
The girls were fighting. The day until he left.
I know!
Speak up, don't leave me hanging.
They actually fought not too long ago because.
No!
Oh, did I ever show you the scene where.
I think you did.
I told you about. Not the kitchen fight. I think you did. But,
for here.
Not the kitchen fight, but.
You showed me multiple fights, I'm pretty sure.
Oh my gosh. I love Angsty Buddy, guys. I love Angsty Buddy. Okay. It was in 8:17. It was the funniest scene out of the whole episode. Now, Eddie Diaz, he's a sass king. Like, he is very sassy. Like, very, very sassy. Always has something to say. And, it was an 8:17. And Buck, you know, so Buck and Eddie had the kitchen fight that night. The best buddy scene of the whole season.
Yeah.
They had the kitchen fight. Buck slept on the couch because Eddie was back. And he had been... Oh, Eddie slept on the couch.
I was going to say. Had they been sharing a bed previously?
I wish. One bed trope. I feel like that's going to happen now. Because Buck is apartment shopping currently. But I feel like that's not going to go in well. I mean...
Like, they're going to fight over who sleeps on the couch. They're going to be like, no, you sleep on the couch. And no, like, no, I'll sleep on the couch. No, I'll sleep at the couch.
And then Chris is going to be like, one of you just take my bed and shut up.
Yeah, Chris is just going to, and they're like, no, we're not taking you out of your bed, Chris. Fine, we'll share a bed if you're so insistent. And Chris is like, I did not say that. Like, that was not said, but okay, no. Good night, dads. Like,
so what happens is the scene after the kitchen fight, it like cuts to like a commercial break or something. And it's like the next morning. Or it's the Bobby Athena fight, something like that. And it cuts to the next morning at some point. I can't remember exactly. And Buck walks out into the living room and like the blankets are all folded up from the couch, and there's a little note, and it says, went to the airport. And Buck got all mad because he was like,
yes, you showed me this.
And the funny, one of my, oh, it was the most sassy Eddie has ever been. So Buck walks into the house and goes, oh, I thought you already went to Texas, because he saw Eddie just like, you know, like leaning there, like being all cool. Like he had been rehearsing where he was going to stand.
Right.
And so Buck walks in and he's like, I thought you went to Texas already. And he goes, no. My note said I was going to the airport. The airport and Texas aren't the same thing. They don't even have the same letters.
Bro.
Oh my gosh, it's so I love them so much. They're so funny. Okay, our next, I knew that was going to be a more in-depth one, but our next,
Is Little Mess You Made.
So do you want to do Little Mess You Made and I do the Hudson?
Can we just both?
Like, yeah, insert, let's do that.
Like, both insert, like, okay. So I'll pull up the lyrics for Little Mess You Made, though. You can pull up Hudson lyrics. How does that sound? Okay, the little mess you made is filling up our room. Okay, this is giving when Tim and Lucy were fighting right before they broke up. And, like, Tim was ghosting her.
Yes. And because Tim had pretty much been over at Lucy's, like, every night.
Yeah, like, literally all the time. And wasn't there that scene of her, like, laying on her bed, like, without him and, like, checking her phone?
Like, she had fallen asleep thinking Tim was just coming home late.
Yeah, and, like, Tamara was like, oh, my God. And Tamara walks in at one point and goes, oh, is Tim still ghosting you? Like, she's like, oh, where's Tim?
Or it was something like, knowing Lucy, she probably just fell asleep waiting on Tim in bed. And like,
and woke rolled up over and, like, realizing checked her wasn't... phone and, like, whatever. And the next lyric is, like, a little bit of rain is filling up our shoes. Like, same thing. Like they were fighting. Maybe second place is just the first to lose? Wait. Is Lucy... This is giving Lucy not failing the detective's exam?
But not getting
a high enough place to be able to, like, actually be a detective. And then you can have your cake. You can have mine, too. I don't know, like...
I think we know what that means. Let's just say Freaky Trenford.
Freaky Trenford, bro! Anyways. I was not thinking that. Say when you'll never see me again. Oh, that's giving when they were, again, fighting. When the girls were fighting.
The girls were fighting. Oh my god.
The little mess you made is all over the news. When everyone, like when Lucy told Angela about it, so Angela went to go talk to him about it, and when Tamara was asking Lucy questions about
no,
it.
No! You know what?
And like,
you know what that,
Selena,
you know what that line,
and like literally, what?
You want to know what that line is? It's when Smitty what? Found out about it and he made the bet at the stadium.
Yes! He it's made the bet! The yes, the bet too! The littlest mistake can leave the darkest bruise. Like, him not, like, locking her out is, like a mistake, like a...
That's terrible. It's a little mistake, but it, like, blew up.
Yes. Maybe it's too late. Maybe it's too soon.
That was Tim's thoughts. Like, he didn't know what to do in the situation.
Yeah. Who gets all the blame? I guess it's up to you. I feel like Tim would be, like... I feel like Tim was very much like, I'm going to let Lucy have her opinion on me because I did her dirty. So if she wants to blame herself, she can blame herself. If she wants to blame me, she can blame me.
Oh, I know Tim feels like he should get all the blame, though. Because he, yes. I mean, he should.
Say when you're... Just pretend she was just a friend. I mean, I don't know what that really has to do with Chenford, besides for, like, pre-Chenford, but... And then it's, like, the repeat... But yeah, that's not a super long song.
That's
are you pulling
song.
Up Hudson lyrics? No, it's
I already have it up.
Let's go. Let's go on our analysis for that.
Okay, so I'm thinking... I was telling Ari before we started. I'm thinking the Hudson is very... I can't remember what her last name was. And during
The undercover mission... Yeah. I think her name was like...
Five.
Name something.
It was Jane, I know that. But the Hudson is very that arc of Chenford.
Yes. Yeah.
You were late for the last train home. Obviously she couldn't come home. Like, I think she had to stay an extra day or something like that. Something happened.
Like, no, she had to keep staying and like she couldn't like communicate unless it was like DL. Like she
or,
had
like,
to really
sneaky
like
link. She really yeah, made like, him her sneaky link.
I am sorry. Okay, so I was reading... Funny story about that. So I was reading Chenford fanfiction before, like, I finished the show, right? And they... Somebody... I was reading a fanfic, and they referenced the laundry room scene. And I was like, there is no way that's actually real. Like, that is definitely made up by fanfiction. And then I got to the episode, and I was like, oh, that's real. Like... That's real. Lucy really said, "You can have my cake. You can have mine too. You can have your cake. You can have mine too." Like she really was like, "I'm." When she goes,
and I'm
when
thinking,
he goes, "Okay, I have to go then," and she goes, "No, lock the door."
The reason why I think that's little mess, like that part of Little Mess You Made, is Freaky Chenford, is because you've literally hooked up.
You know they hook up when they're fighting. I'm sorry. That is such a Chenford thing to do.
They've hooked up 3 times since they've been broken up.
And you're telling me that on April Fool's Day it happened once?
Because they hooked
it
up.
It happened
on
in
Valentine.
The morning, it happened in the middle of the day, and it happened at night. All 3.
So technically 4 times.
Because Lucy really said all day. She said 24 hours.
And I bet they didn't do it just once on Valentine's Day.
You're telling me... Wait, I was going to say something so raunchy there. I was going to say something so raunchy, but I don't really say raunchy stuff in front of you, so I'm so embarrassed that I was about to say that.
Say it, say it. I want to hear it.
I don't really say raunchy stuff in front of you because I've known you since we were like 12. So I'm always like,
bro, I've been reading so much. The fic I'm reading right now,
it's
the buddy
really
fic,
smutty.
It's so smutty. Like, it's like the most smut I've ever read. And like, it's great.
I was like, do you think Tim Bradford, Man That Never Quits, goes for one round? Like, no, like, that's not occurring. Especially, like, Valentine's
Day. I agree.
That man had her back. He was not letting her go. Like, he was not.
In the Chinford fic I read, because I've only read one Chinford fic.
I've read a lot.
Well, I'm just, like, getting into fics recently, like, in the last month.
So. Girl, I've been reading fics since I was, like, 14. I got in trouble for it, actually, in 8th grade. So that's Ari's history with fics. I should tell the fanfic story at some point. Can I just tell that now? It's, like, really quick. Because since we're talking about fanfic. So when I was in 8th grade, I got my own computer. This is such an embarrassing story. And I wasn't reading, like, smut. But I was reading, like, inappropriate, like, fanfics, right? For, like, my parents, at least. Like, 14, it wasn't anything, like, crazy. But, like, you know. And my parents, this is their era where they would look through my search history. And so they took my computer. I was reading, like, Blair and Chuck fanfiction, mind you. And, like, I don't know what else. Like, Dan and Serena? Question mark? I was reading, like, Gossip Girl fanfic, like, mostly. Like, that was mostly. And Vampire Diaries, so, like, Damon and Elena. And
mine was Riverdale.
Yeah. So I pulled, they did my search history. And then my dad, like, came home early from work and had this whole conversation with me about how it was inappropriate and disrespectful to women and, like, all this stuff. And he was like, they took my computer for a year. I'm not even kidding. They took my computer to the point that it is now permanently broken. That computer is permanently broken because it was sitting in the same place for a year. It was not charged. It was not used. I think it was put up in the top of a closet, actually. It wasn't even kept in my bag. I think I finally got it back and put it in my bag. Like, it is destroyed because my parents, like, got so mad at me that they...
A year?
Like, I'm not even kidding. It was a year, and my phone was, like, a month. It is the longest I've ever had my phone taken away. Like, I have...
Do they know you read fic now?
Yeah, they don't care. Like, at least I don't think they do. They don't look through my search history anymore. Like, they stopped that, like, junior year. They stopped going through my search history. So, like, I think they haven't cared since then. And also, after that, my mom made me ask her every time I would start watching a show. She did this. And so she would tell me to pull up the Common Sense Media and pull up the age range. So when I started watching One Tree Hill, I had to double check with her to make sure it was okay. And I think I, like, asked my dad, and he was like, sure. It was such a weird era of my life. Like, I got myself into so much trouble with that.
Just for some Gossip Girl fic.
Right! It was not even that good. Like, you're telling me I was risking it all. I was risking my computer usage for some Gossip Girl fanfic. Some mid, like, 2018 Gossip Girl fanfic. Like, that's really what I missed my...
It wasn't even AO3.
It was AO3. To be fair, I was using AO3. That is what I was using. I have always been an AO3 girly. I used Wattpad for, like, a month in middle school because that's why my friends were like, oh, my God, Wattpad. And then I discovered AO3 and was like, oh, my God, AO3. And so I, like, but it was mid. Like, it was not even that good. Like, Allie, I could read you quotes from the fix that I got in trouble for reading. Like, I'm pretty sure I remember which ones they were. And they were... The Chuck and Blair ones, okay, he actually kind of ate with saying that was disrespectful to women because in every single freaking Chuck and Blair fic I would read, Chuck was always so disrespectful to her. So, like, he kind of ate that up by saying that. Same thing with Damon. Like, he low-key kind of ate that up by saying that. But also, I was really risking it for some mid-Gossip Girl and Vampire Diaries fanfic.
Okay, anyways, like I was saying.
That's my fanfiction story, guys. I just thought I'd put it out there.
Okay. I'm just gonna keep reading the Hudson.
Yeah, sorry.
We had a way of losing track of time. Every time they would call, like, he'd be like, I missed you, how long has it been? Or stuff like that.
Oh, no, yeah, literally.
Two old strangers sharing really personal things. Because she was on the phone with him all the time, but the guy she was staying with didn't know that she knew him. So, like, that guy probably thought that Tim was just...
like, some guy she was talking to, yeah.
Watch the sun descend on the Hudson. It obviously is not the Hudson, because the Hudson's in New York, from my knowledge, right?
Yes, it is, yeah. Because, remember in Gossip Girl, sorry, speaking of Gossip Girl, their mom, like, she's like, oh, she moved, like, Dan and Jenny's mom, they're like, oh, she moved up the Hudson. So, yeah.
But there was a really pretty lake that, like, Ted would watch her, like, on the other side of the lake.
Yeah. Yeah.
You and, like, parentheses, I, like, they're both singing at the same time in this part. You touch my hair. I kissed your neck. Obviously, laundry room hookup.
Laundry room hookup.
Said you forgot how good it felt. I felt on your lips. That scene where they finally, like, get to, like, see each other in person, like, in the open after they caught the guy. And she's, like, they're on the phone about to, like, meet up again. And she's, like... or he's, like, about to come pick her up. And she's, like, the op's done. And he goes, ah, dang. I was hoping we could get another laundry room
hookup. Yes. That scene was so funny.
I don't even know where I belong. All I've ever known is gone. Oh, please have faith in me. She was, like, he was so, like, when she got home, he was, yeah, like, talking about how he was anxious. You took my coat to sit on the balcony. She had a coat on that whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Let me meet you back a year from now. Aw, when she got back. Baby. I'll walk down. The only truth I know is you. Oh, my gosh. This is so that era coded.
No, it is. Oh. Even though she was on her op, they were so happy, and I want that era of Chanford back. Pretty please. Pretty please, thank you, pretty please.
Okay. Let's play the game for the last...
yeah, let's play our game! I'm excited, because we have, like, 20 minutes to play the game. Perfect.
I'm pulling it up. Because I looked this up on ChatGPT. The other day, sorry, Des.
Here in our chat, GPT. What did she say this weekend when she was doing her homework in Door County and she said, I'm just going to chat GPT this? I was like,
Des!
Because she was doing notes and she had to, like, write explanations. And she's like, I'm just going to put these notes into chat GPT. I was like, says Miss Chat GPT hater?
Wait! Can you take a video of your screen right now at, like, on your phone? I have a message for Des.
I don't...
Wait, tell me when to go.
You can go.
Hey, Des. Every time I use ChatGPT on this podcast, I say, and you probably know this because I know you listen, I say, I'm sorry, Des. I'm sorry for my ChatGPT usage. And I just found out that you use ChatGPT in Dork County. Traitor. Traitor. I felt so guilty making Ari use it. I felt so guilty.
And now no, I don't she feel uses it. Anymore. She just doesn't, like. She thinks that AI is destroying the. She thinks that AI is destroying the earth, but also, like.
Okay, like, Des, like. That's kind of hypocritical.
I don't know. It's fun. There's a lot worse things she could be hypocritical about. TBA.
I know. I'm just messing around, Des.
No, she's okay. But I did find it funny. I'm like, girl, you use ChatGPT for your homework, yet you're constantly repost. Like, she doesn't use it, like, obsessively, of course. She uses it, like, a normal person amount to, like, get ideas on assignments and stuff. Like, she's not, like, using it obsessively. But I'm always like, why are you reposting? Like, I get why. But also then, like, don't use it so that it, like, I don't know. AI is a whole other conversation.
It's not up here anymore.
What? No, the thing that you came up with? That's so depressing. I should have, you should have, like, sent a, I know I was at work, though, so you probably didn't think about it. I was with children for 10 hours, so.
I'm looking, I'm making a prompt, hold on.
I'm trying to think of random stories I can tell the pod, the listeners. Oh, okay, so I sat out of the pool today because I just didn't feel like swimming, and somebody needs to, like, sit out of the pool anyways, typically, like, 1 to 3 people. And there was, like, 6 kids in the last half an hour that came out and, like, got out of the pool and sat by me. I was like, y'all go swim. Like, what are you doing up here? Like, there was one little boy that was sitting there the whole time because he just didn't want to swim. And he has, like, I think he has, like, pretty bad anxiety, like, separation anxiety. Like, he cries, like, every day when he gets there. And, like, he needs to know what we're doing every day, like, step by step. So, like, I get that. But, like, he was fine. But then, like, a bunch of other ones came and sat over. And I was like, and they, like, all took off their floaties and their necklaces. I'm like, you're going to get me in trouble. Because you're supposed to have your necklaces on and your floaties. If you're, like, in the red, like, group. Because if you go near water, you need to have floaties on and your necklace. Like, don't play with me. Like, do I way too drunk off of a vodka or cranberry?
Okay.
Okay, do you have it? Did it work? Okay, I'm so pumped because we have like 15 minutes to play it, so literally perfect.
Okay, these are like just what ifs. Like, they were aren't like, oh, if they were an animal, what animal they would be? Like, I was.
That's okay. I feel like that's okay, though. That's kind of fun.
I feel like these are fun, though. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely, they're fun.
Okay. What show do you want to do first?
Let's start with The Rookie, and then do 911. You can do 911 if you want, and then Grace.
We can just do The Rookie. So we talked about 911 so much earlier. Let's just do that.
Yeah, let's just keep on with The Rookie train since we spent a little bit less time with The Rookie.
Okay. Let's just go through what kind of high school stereotype would they be? Jock, feeder, debate team, emo lover.
Yes! Oh my god, I love this. Oh
okay,
my god.
We all
give me this fanfic. Give me this fanfic. Okay, Tim and Lucy. Our nerdy girl, ex-popular guy. I don't gaslight.
No, yeah. Tim would be the biggest jock. Like, he'd be sweet to all the little, like, nerdy girls, but, like, he would also be the biggest jock.
And like, Lucy is not, like, full jock. I mean, not full nerdy girl, but she definitely is, like...
Here's the thing. Okay. Sorry. I feel like Tim would be, like, very much a jock, but, like, he would be one of those jocks where he's still, like, nice to everyone. Like, he
yeah,
wouldn't.
Yeah, no. Okay, Angela
would have been the emo lover.
I was gonna say, she is giving, Angela is giving, like, emo cheerleader, and, like,
she's giving,
and
she would be,
Nyla is
she
giving,
be- She would be
Nyla
the
is giving
Sawyer.
Like, yes, and Nyla is giving like, I don't want to say Brooke, like Haley. No, she's giving kind of more. No, she's giving Rachel.
Oh, not yes. You know who gives Haley?
Who?
I guess Lucy.
Yes. Oh my God! Yeah, and they like she pulls a little yes. She is so Haley James core. And Selena is like
Selena would have definitely been on the the, you know who would have been on the debate team? And I'm surprised this isn't canon. No, John.
Yes, and Bailey just does everything. Like, Bailey's like the Rachel Berry, where like she literally is in, like, every single club. And so everyone's like, and everybody knows who she is too. Like, they're like, oh, Bailey. They're like, are you in like horse club with Bailey? And they're like, yeah. And she's like, oh, that's so funny because I'm in like yearbook club with Bailey. Like everybody knows. And like all the teachers are like, oh my God, like. And then like Miles is also giving jock, like he's giving like the freshman that Tim takes under his wing.
Or no, he's a little scrawny. He was originally, before he went like pro, he went pro like in college, right? He did college.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, yeah, right? It's canon that he, I think he went football. I think he went college pro, I believe.
Like, he was at, like, a really good college school. Like, he would have gone, he definitely probably would have gone pro if he didn't hurt his knee.
Yes, which I feel so bad for him. Like, poor King.
What I was trying to say is I feel like at the time, I have a feeling that Miles probably had, like, a late growth spurt. And
yes, Miles, I can see that.
And Miles would have been the little scrawny freshman that Tim hated.
But also, like, low-key loved. Like, he would, like, take him, like, be like, ugh, you're so dumb, you're doing this wrong. But also then, like, teach him the right way to do it. While also bullying him.
You want to know who I think would have been the feeder kid out of the bunch?
It's Selena.
Yes, but I had a different answer.
Jackson?
Yes, but I had a different answer. I think a little bit, I have a little feeling that Wesley was a feeder kid.
Yes! Oh my God! No, Wesley's debate! Wesley is the mock UN debate theater kid. Like, he is.
Yeah, he would have done both.
Yeah, and then, like, Selena is, like.
And Gray was the artist, you know, because he was so obsessed with that portrait that. Was made of him.
I was gonna say Gray is like the one teacher that they all like go eat lunch in his classroom, and he's like the gym teacher or something.
Yeah. Okay.
No, he teaches like some sort of, like, he does some sort of sport, but he also does like art. So like they like go sit in the art room and like eat lunch and like tell him about their problems. What is Selena? Selena is giving like.
I feel like Selena probably would have been, like, the science person. Like, she probably would have been, like,
Yes, like, she's really, and Jackson is giving, like, ROTC.
Well, we all know that Jackson did football.
Yeah, Jackson is giving ROTC, football, like, anything he can do to, like, get into the police force as quick as possible. That's what Jackson is giving.
And it's canon that Bailey was on the dance team.
Yes, she also did dance. She also was on ROTC. That's how Jackson knows her. She also did shows. That's how Wesley knows her. And also because she's on debate. Lucy knows her because, I don't know.
I love how you say that they all went to the same high school.
They did! Like, if we're talking about, like, they all went to, again, like, everybody knows who Bailey is.
Okay, the next one I think is going to be really fun. What kind of reality show contestant would they be? Example, Survivor, The Bachelor, Nailed It, Big Brother.
Oh, like, oh my gosh, they'd be on? Tim is Bachelor coded. I have a smutty Chenford fic in which Tim is the main contestant, is the Bachelor. He's rich. He is the Bachelor. And Lucy is a contestant.
Oh, send this to me right now.
Picks, like, Angela and Wesley. Angela is, like, his best friend. Wesley's a producer. Wesley and Angela start hooking up. Angela gets Wesley to, like, start low-key. Because, like, I don't remember. I think they have. Who do they have be, like, the main guy? I think they have it be, like, Alec. Like, somebody. I don't know. But.
I heard
Tim Bradford and Smut, and I was already gonna say send it to me.
No, but this fic is actually so good because it's just Lucy and him making up behind everyone's back, and him like doing everything he can to like get her on a solo date. And like,
okay, you want to know
producers besides being annoying AF? Yes.
I don't even really know much about Love Island. Like, I don't know much about it.
No,
like,
I don't either.
Like, I know they all live in, like, an island,
house,
obviously.
Yeah, they live in, like, the house.
And they do, like, they call it the villa. I know that. And then
the villa.
And then I know that they have to do, like, challenges and stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like I would want to see, who would I want to see? I feel like someone has to be on Love Island.
Why is Selena giving Love Island?
You know who would be on so funny on Love Island?
Who?
Miles.
Yes! And this is gonna be really funny. You know how they started doing that Golden Bachelor? Okay, no, but this seems so sad saying that. No! No! John! No! No! John and Bailey. I was gonna say John for the Golden Bachelor, but I felt so bad because I love him and Bailey. Him and Bailey do the Amazing Race together. That,
I don't know. That would be so cute. You know what show I would think Tim and Lucy, I feel like they would want to be on MasterChef.
Oh, wait, Top Chef!
Not MasterChef.
No, but they could do MasterChef because I don't know how Top Chef works. I know how MasterChef works because I used to watch MasterChef as a kid. So I know, like, how that works.
You know, okay, for Nailed It, I would want to see Smitty on Nailed It. He would be so funny.
Yes, and, okay, here's the thing, is Bailey would be so good at any one of these shows. Like, that's why I said The Amazing Race for her, because she literally would be, like, pulling John along, and, like, he would just be happy to be there. Same thing with, like, Survivor. Like, she literally would eat everyone out, she would win. Like, now I have to hype up Bailey because I feel bad saying John could have been on The Golden Bachelor. That is low-key what he's giving at the start of the show, though. He's low-key giving Golden Bachelor. Not anymore. But, like,
okay. I think we should move on to the what-ifs instead of the what-kind.
Okay. We have, like, 5 minutes before we gotta...
I have a few. These are funny.
What the fuck was that? I'm so sorry, Allie, but there was just a pounding on the wall, not by the door. And I am so confused, because what was that? Unless Nate was slamming on the wall. I don't know.
Okay. If they had the babysit a toddler for 24 hours, who would survive, who wouldn't?
Smitty not surviving. Bailey surviving. Lucy surviving. Angela, Wesley, Nyla, James.
Let's X out all the people that already have kids.
Yes. Tim and Lucy would survive. Miles would not survive, I feel like.
Miles, you get so stressed out.
Seth, he'd kill that child.
No.
Like, he ain't surviving.
I feel like Selena would survive.
No, she would survive. I feel like she'd be really good with kids. Like, I feel like if she had siblings, because her sister was her only sibling, right? Like, I don't think we know about any other siblings. Like,
all I know is that she would be the only two I know for sure that I know that wouldn't survive is Smitty and Seth.
Yes. Smitty and Seth both. And I think Miles too. Miles would just get so stressed out that, like, he would, like, hit a breaking point, I feel like.
If they were all roommates in a reality TV house, who would get voted out first?
Smitty. But then I feel like John. John at a point, too, and, like, Bailey and Lucy, and Selena are the only three that don't vote for him out.
I was going to say that Lopez, like, I, may, obviously Smitty would be first, but I feel like,
oh, I can see Wesley being voted out. I can feel Wes, I can see Wesley being voted out too, and like Angela and maybe Lucy being the only ones that don't vote for him to go out.
But I could also see Angela trying to get people to vote him out so that she can get like a Wesley free weekend.
No, yeah, she's like, somebody needs to go take care of our kids. Please vote him out. Like, they're with my mom right now.
Or I can see both of them getting voted out because they're too,
No, yeah, they just are, like, crying. They're just crying and, like, being like, we want our kids back.
Or they were being too freaky.
Yeah, they're just being freaky and wanting to, like, get back to their kids. So everyone's like, we're getting
no, Chinford would get voted out because everyone would be annoyed that they weren't getting back together.
No, they would be like, they'd be like, guys, like, yeah, we slept in the same bed, but we're not together. And they'd be like,
everyone,
you're out.
Everyone would get sick of it.
No, yeah. Okay, we can do one more. And then.
Okay. Oh, there's two I want to do. Let's do two.
We should do this again next week. We should do, like, take a screenshot, and we should do, like, another little round of this again next week, because this is fun. I love talking about this.
Okay. If they became influencers overnight, who sells out, who rebels, who thrives? Like, what would they be? I feel like...
Selena is thriving. Nyla is thriving. Angela is thriving. Lucy is thriving.
Bailey and Lucy. I'm gonna do like what kind of content they would do. Bailey and Lucy would be those like get ready with me, like working girl.
Videos. Yes.
Or like a day in my life with timestamps.
Yes.
John would do that series. You know those people that do that, like, if you don't have a dad, I'll be your dad or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Videos? Wait, who would do, like, I feel like Lucy would do, like, who the fuck did I marry? But with the kidnapping story. It's like,
who no, did I go Tamara. Tamara.
Yes! Tamara. Who the fuck did I? And it would blow up. And they'd be, like, incest comments and being like, you, like. And she's like, okay, where was I? Last time on Who the Fuck Did I Marry, we had just gone to dinner at my mom's house, and she had just yelled at him.
Yeah, John would, like, show people how to build stuff.
Yes! Oh, he'd be so pure!
You know that, do you know, Chris Carmack's wife, Erin Slaver, who does all those pranks on him?
Yes!
On TikTok? That would be Angela.
Angela with Wesley. Wesley would do like law advice. There's this one guy that does law advice, and he low-key looks like Wesley.
You know who Wesley would be? Do you know who Dad Chats is?
No.
Dad Chats? Oh my gosh, he's so funny. He sits in his car every morning, and him and his wife do, like, what made our kids mad this week or something like that.
Oh my god, there's that lawyer. One dude that does, yes, there's the one dude that does also things that my five-year-old has said this week. And, like, the five-year-old is so sassy. And I feel like that's giving, like, Jackson.
But Dad Chats also does, like, he's a lawyer, too. So, like, he talks about, like, law stuff. But I definitely think Angela would just prank Wesley. Like, that's all her content would be.
No, literally.
Nyla, I think Nyla just posts videos of Leah.
No, yeah, she just would be like a mommy influencer. Okay, you know what she actually would do? Do you know the one, what's the mom's name? Her baby's name is Tate. And Kim would...
Oh, Alex Bennett. Alex
yes, Bennett. I feel like Nyla is giving low-key Alex Bennett. And people would be hating on James the same way they hate on Alex Bennett's, like, boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Harrison's kind of weird. Okay, anyway.
He is, and you know who else is low-key weird? James.
Who?
James.
Yes, I don't like James.
Like, he's a good dad, but he's giving the same energy that Harrison is giving, where he's like, he's a good dad, but...
Teb would just make videos of Kojo.
No, literally.
Okay, I wanted to do this one. What kind of really specific niche hobbies would they secretly have? Lucy's is definitely crocheting.
No, it's definitely, like, art stuff. Like any, crochet. Like, crocheting, sewing, drawing,
I would painting. Say she'd be crocheting. She'd be a like crocheter.
Bailey literally does every niche hobby, and she taught Lucy how to crochet.
She taught Lucy how to crochet, and Lucy taught Selena how to crochet.
Yes, and now they have, a little crochet, And they, made stuff for Leah. They made stuff for Leah and, Amelia.
They also taught, Angela how to crochet. And then they all went over to John's and Bailey's house one night for crochet circle. And Angela brought Leslie along to watch the kids. And John and Leslie were trying to, follow along, but not ask for help.
And they, made stuff for Emmy, too, and, Leah. They made, Lucy made, little hats for them.
Yeah, and then I could see Tim... Obviously, we know he likes to cook, but I could feel like his, niche hobby would be, gardening. Like, he'd be really into, all the fruit in his garden.
Yes. Selena is a tarot card, really.
Well, that's canon. We know Selena.
It's canon. What is, her niche hobby? Why do I look and feel like it's, baking? I feel like she's,
I could see that.
Or, like,
Tim? Tim is definitely, one of those, raw food feeders for Kojo.
Yes.
He spends all this Kojo, time, looking up, food for Kojo. Yes. No, but I can just imagine, I feel like they could do this in the future. If, you know how, we talked about that, in our theories for Shinfer for the bet that, we said that, she might have to go on, medical leave or something like that. I could see, her going on medical leave and,
everyone
Bailey or
trying
someone
to keep her company. Yeah, literally everybody's trying to keep her company. Bailey, works odd hours because of, she's a paramedic and a firefighter, so she works, way longer shifts than the police do. So,
And she would, come over and teach Lucy. Tim would beg Bailey and Selena to, come
Bailey,
over and
she
teach
is
her
literally
company.
Going stir crazy. Please come over. And, not, Bailey's, is, okay, let's turn on a movie and I'm gonna teach you how to crochet, okay? And Lucy's, sobbing. She's like, I wanna go to work!
That Bailey actually happened in a fic. That happened in a fic I was reading.
Oh.
That one shipper fic I told you about?
Yeah,
Bailey and Angela. No, it was Angela. Angela was on Lucy duty anytime.
Aww.
Tim couldn't be home. But I can just see she had to be in, even if she's not pregnant in the next season. I just have a feeling that Lucy is going to be on medical leave for some reason. She never has
been. Yes, I can see that. I can see that eventually being, a storyline with her. I can definitely see that.
Yeah, she never has been.
No, yeah. Tim has been.
Tim has. John has. Well, he is right now because he got shot in the butt. In the finale. John, he should be on medical leave when they get back.
Oh my god, wait, you're right.
Unless the time skip is really big. But I still keep... we didn't talk about that! The time skip where... Derek posted a video in short sleeves, which means that we
yes!
might not see...
Yes! Oh, I'm so pumped. That's gonna piss me off.
On camera.
You
Like, obviously there's a part of me that, like, just wants them to be back together when we get back, but at the same time, like, I wanted to see it happen.
No, yeah.
But I do feel like that, like, because she's, like, the only one at this point that has
who been. Who hasn't, yeah. Bailey has two. Bailey's been on medical leave, too. So has Nyla. So has Angela.
Angela, Nyla, well, that's because they were pregnant, but.
Well, still, they were still.
Wesley has.
Yes.
Tim has. If they didn't do a huge time skip, John should be. Selena was. So, like, Lucy's the only one left. Like, I feel like if they do some sort of injury, because they always do, like, one injury storyline a season, and I feel like it's going to be Lucy this time. Don't you agree?
No, yeah, I agree.
But I could definitely see, what I was trying to say is I could see, like, Bailey and Selena coming over teaching Lucy how to crochet. Like, yeah. Bailey teaches Selena first. Yeah. And then they go and teach Lucy. And I could see them going over to teach Lucy. And, like, Lucy gets, like, really into it. And it's, like, trying to do, like, make everything. And, like, she keeps telling Tim to go buy her more yarn. And, like, Tim has to have a conversation with her and be like, Lucy, I love you. Or, like, she's pregnant. She's on maternity leave or something like that. Kind of like Angela. I feel like this could be at the end of season 8.
No, yeah.
Like, she's, like, heavily pregnant like Angela and, like, can't be at work and is, like, getting really annoyed like Angela is and, like, trying to find ways to work. And to distract Tim, he's, like, making them come over and do, like, crochet circle. And I can feel, like, Tim being, like, Lucy, I love you, but we don't make bank like Angela does. We have to, like, the baby is coming soon. Like, we have to, like, not be spending all of our money on yarn. And then Lucy would, like, clap back at him and be like, then let me go to work.
No, yeah.
Okay, guys, I think.
Yeah, that's our, I think that's our pod for the week. But I think I want to do more of those next week and do, like, something kind of like what we did today, just a little bit longer for them. Because hopefully I'll, like, we'll both have, like, I'll have some more energy. So, because that was fun. I had a lot of fun discussing that. Like, I love doing stuff like that.
And guys, I wanted to say that our edit, our uploading schedule is so whack.
We're going to fix it, though. I promise. Honestly, you know what you should do, Ellie, is you should save this till, like, Thursday to upload it and just get us back on that schedule.
Thursday?
Because weren't we uploading on Thursday?
We were uploading on Mondays.
Yeah, and then we were going to switch it to Thursdays, right?
Yeah, but we're going to have to switch it anyway in September because that's the day that 911 Grey's film airs.
You know what? We can just keep it Monday. It's fine. You can upload this, like, Tuesday or whatever, whenever you get the chance to. And then we can just try to do it, like, whenever we can.
We can
have-
yeah, we could always just shoot on Monday and I could upload it on Tuesdays. I think that would work best. Yeah, especially for next
that week. Works for me.
Okay, well, you heard it here first, guys. We're uploading on Tuesdays from now on.
Yeah, that's gonna be our plan, because also I feel like that's, like, a good thing to, like, have that in mind for college, since we'll both be busy, like, to just keep that in mind, being like, okay, we're gonna do this Mondays. Like, that's a good plan, I feel like. But yes,
okay,
Tuesdays. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.